You are about to hear a conversation between myself and my children. We all put down our devices and just talked to each other, something we should probably do more often. No screens, just a simple question to start and some careful listening. Here's what Clara and William had to say. Clara.
Yes?
How many days until Christmas?
Three.
Yes. God, well done. Good maths. Christmas. What do you think it means in 2020?
Same as before.
Okay, what does Christmas mean to you then?
Food. One time of the year I have a bit of money.
Food, and it's the one time of year you have a bit of money. Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's honest. Yeah. What are you planning on doing with that money? Saving it, so you've got some money for the rest of the year.
Yeah, say that. Buy the new Call of Duty, like the second I get the money, so...
Okay, well, at least you know what you want. How about you, Clara? What does Christmas mean to you?
I like it. I think it's really jolly. Getting together with family, obviously we can't do that now, but when you could, it was really nice.
What do you like about Christmas?
I like it because even if you get something little for someone, it's still quite nice just giving it to them. Oh, so it's like I made you guys a card and got you a present. Even if it's not the biggest present in the world, it's still just a nice feeling.
I know what you mean. I like giving presents a lot more than I like getting them. I mean, getting presents is nice, but, you know, giving presents is for me one of the best things about it. How about you, William?
I enjoy getting presents. I don't have the money to give presents.
I was going to get William a present. He was going to get me one. But... Daddy, you're the smart one here. You said, don't, because he doesn't have any money.
I suppose I kind of broke my own rule there, though, didn't I? Yeah. By saying, don't buy William a present, because he's not going to buy one for you. So, Clara, you said that you liked Christmas food.
Yeah. Pigs in blankets. I like the turkey, chicken, whatever you have. Basically all of it, apart from the Brussels sprouts. I love your gravy you make as well.
Gravy?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Oh, gravy. William.
All of it.
Everything.
Even the Brussels sprouts?
Do you think you would try them this year?
Oh, I was just going to say I'll try them.
You will?
Yeah, I'll try them.
I might do them with bacon.
Well, that makes it so much better.
It does.
I'm trying them.
What do you look forward to, apart from food?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting that scooter.
Because you already know what one of your presents is.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get it.
Do you think it's good to know in advance what you're going to get for Christmas?
If you know that one or two things that you really want and you know you're getting them, that's quite good. But you don't know everything, because that's just boring.
So it's good to get surprises?
Yes.
You know, it's nice to know some of the things that you get. But I think a lot of the time, just the build-up to, like, oh, looking under the tree, thinking my what be. I think, you know, it's just... Getting it, it's just not that exciting.
So you're saying that the excitement of what might be coming is sometimes better than what actually happens?
I think it's more exciting not knowing what you're going to get sometimes.
Okay.
Because just the build-up.
You enjoy the anticipation.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Yeah, nice.
Aside from presents, though, and Christmas Day, everything that you do in the build-up, like decorating your house...
Oh, I love that bit.
You do?
Yeah.
Getting the Christmas tree.
Yeah, when we both... decorated and we were just listening to Christmas songs the whole time, which was nice.
And things like getting, I don't know, food ready, like mince pies.
Oh, I love your mince pies.
Yeah, pretty much mince pies are well nice.
Yeah. You know, I'm so surprised I didn't like them.
But you didn't like the roasted peanuts we tried yesterday?
Roasted peanuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't tell you because I knew they'd all be gone.
Just hide them now.
They're hiding.
Yeah.
I love roasted peanuts.
I know you do, so do I. Are there things that we've not been able to do this Christmas because of you-know-what that you've missed?
Not that I can think of.
So not really?
No.
Interesting.
Oh, we didn't get to go and see Nanny.
Yeah, it's really hard, isn't it? Visiting people is just basically off the cards at the moment.
Yeah.
That's true.
I miss that at school we didn't have a Christmas party or anything.
Oh, no,
parties. Those were really fun.
That's like an end-of-term thing normally.
Yeah, on the last day.
It's all been so strange at school, hasn't it?
Yeah.
All those group activities have not happened.
All we did was, like, watch a film and that was it.
Mm.
I mean, that was still nice, but...
Still better than our last day of school. We had, like, two tests.
I know that you didn't miss the carol concert that the school normally does.
Yeah, no, I did not miss that.
Why do you dislike that so much?
It's just a bit boring.
Boring.
I think, you know, it's nice, but I just don't really like it.
But the thing of singing together is part of a large group, don't you enjoy that?
Just some of the songs aren't.
Oh, so it's the songs themselves rather than what you're doing.
Yeah. But also, I think the worst bit is just waiting outside for half an hour to go in the cold.
Okay. So, William, you remember those carol concerts you did at junior school and...
Didn't enjoy them.
Didn't like it.
No.
You 1 year, though, you had a speaking part when they did a version of A Christmas Carol.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was like year four, wasn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
I wasn't too bad. I just don't enjoy singing that much.
Did you record it? Because if you did, show me straight away.
We might have the audio. Okay. But to be honest, Clara, there's quite a lot of mumbling. You couldn't really hear the words.
That was just what I said.
Oh, we heard you. You must have seen your school friends, both of you, like doing class assemblies and stuff, where everyone goes to the lines and listen, there's one really fast, you know what they're saying.
No, not for me, no.
That's never happened, that you've not been able to understand what someone's saying.
Well, in our last class assembly, no.
Not yours, ones that you've seen other people do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's nothing more annoying. People coming through lies, and then the Jesus and the baby did the cheese.
Cheese?
Hats. And you're going, what?
I think there's two of us that you could understand, me and somebody else.
Christmas Day itself.
Oh, I love it.
No screens, obvs.
I don't enjoy Clara getting up at 4 a.m. and coming and waking me up.
I don't get up.
She hasn't done that.
She has.
Maybe like 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's still pretty bad.
Still. You used to do it when we were little, and we'd look at the sacks with the presents in, and we'd try to see what they are. And then we'd get a football, and she'd go like, oh, yeah, I wonder what it is.
I actually enjoy my sleep, don't I?
And then you'd send me back to bed, and I would just lay there, just staring up at the ceiling for an hour, like, can I go up yet? Can I go up yet? Can I go up yet?
Is this when you were sharing?
No, this was literally happened last year and the year before.
No.
Even when we've been here, she'll come in at 5 in the morning and wake me up.
It's just so exciting, Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have done it when you were a child.
Well, there was a year... I'm not thinking back to when I was little, but there was a year when we lived in the last house where... I can't remember if we had you yet, Clara, where Mummy and I were so excited. We came and woke William up. At something like, I don't know, 5:30 or 6.
Oh my morning. God, really?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
We were both wide awake, because we sat on the stairs outside that bedroom, that big bedroom, and we were like, should we wake him up, should we wake him up? We just couldn't wait.
Because Carl was a boy, I'd be like, 2.
I think you were a baby. I think you were, maybe you were 5, William.
You wouldn't need to make me up, because I'd probably be crying waking William.
I don't think it was the Christmas and you were basically sick all night. I think it was when you were nearly 3, because you came upstairs and you didn't feel very well, and you threw up and Mummy caught it all in her hands.
Oh, yeah, because it was so weird. I remember that so well. You brought the presents up for me, so I didn't have to do anything. I remember, it was so weird. I think I just remember, you know when you shut your eyes and there's like blue, green and red dots? I remember seeing a train come at me. Seriously, a big train just like... And I think that was when I threw up.
Okay. Wow, I've never heard that before.
Really?
It's like Woman in Black. At the end.
So you were really sick in the middle of the night. I think it was about 2 in the morning. And we went downstairs, you, me, Mummy, and we watched The Snowman and The Snow Dog, I think about 30 times.
It's quite short, isn't it?
And I think you managed to smile once that day because you were really not feeling well.
I should have taken presents off in the morning because I was still really young.
That was really nice. I didn't.
I was still young, so I found them heavy, so I tried like not fall down the stairs or
They were probably quite full bags of presents as well.
Yeah.
Father Christmas.
Really?
Delivering presents in the middle of the night. I always thought that was kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, person from the north. Somewhat random person, not that random.
Well, not really random.
Yeah, a person.
Quite a specific person.
Going into your house, middle of the night, basically breaks into millions of homes every Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle. Or maybe it's one of the helpers.
It's just a miracle he doesn't get caught by the feds.
By the who?
The feds. Police.
Oh, right.
Coppers.
Yeah.
Bobbies.
What? Bobbies.
That's the name for the bunnies, isn't it?
This is Victorian England.
Yeah, I've never seen.
There's a right old pea super out there. Oh, you don't know what a pea super is, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Really, really thick fog where you couldn't see. What about the end of Christmas Day? I always used to feel really sad when it got to bedtime.
Yeah, we have Boxing Day, and don't we, like, save presents for Boxing Day as well? Because, you know, like you say, like, just it sort of spreads out Christmas, if you know what I mean, for another day.
Christmas Eve is nice.
Oh, I love Christmas Eve. Hot chocolate.
Usually watch a film, have a hot chocolate, go to bed, not sleep.
Wake up William at 5 a.m.
I actually find on Christmas Eve I'll go to sleep very quickly.
Really?
I mean, I normally go to sleep very quickly now, apart from like last night, but normally.
I can never get to sleep on Christmas Eve.
Well, you always do eventually.
Yeah. I used to be scared when I woke up on Christmas Eve because I would not move and I wouldn't move my head at all because I think that Father Christmas was there. So I'd just be so still. And my hands would be like sweating.
Mm.
I would be terrified.
Did you ever do the thing of trying to stay awake so that you could...
No.
See what happened.
No.
I think I did once when I was about 4.
Oh, you probably just fall asleep.
I fell asleep within about 10 minutes.
Have you ever had a favourite present that you can remember?
It was when I got the Heelys.
Oh, Heelys.
Yeah. And then William already had them, so he taught me how to.
I just like use them around the hallway.
Yeah.
I should use them inside the house.
Don't you think it's interesting that Christmas presents are not really what you remember about Christmas?
Yeah.
I
remember, like, my phone, like, the Millennium Falcon Lego set.
Can you remember any particular presents?
No.
Isn't that funny? But you remember Christmases,
yeah.
And the build-up is so amazing.
Oh, my God, I love the build-up. The best bit of Christmas Eve, for me, is when you're just getting ready for bed and you have a hot chocolate, because then you just can't wait till the morning.
Mm. Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah.
Any favourites?
Home Alone, yeah. Love it so much.
No need for a 2, 3 or 4, though.
Oh, I thought the second one was good. Wait, is there
four? I like 2.
There isn't a fourth one.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
There's a fourth, yeah.
But it's different people.
Different people, but it was just apparent they're awful.
Oh.
What about Elf?
Oh, lovely.
Lovely?
Lovely film.
It's not the word I would use for Elf.
A great film. I saw this thing on YouTube. And it was behind the scene of Elf. He was in New York. There was this guy in a red jogging running suit. And he was like, oh, Santa. And apparently, that was just a random person. It wasn't set up. It was just a random person that he went up to.
He just...
And said, oh, Santa, is that you?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got any Christmas traditions?
Eating.
Food. I was thinking about this the other day. Don't you think it's really interesting that we have all of these things like decorating your house to make it cosy and putting up lots of extra lights to make it look brighter inside and having lots of extra food just at the point when the winter is getting really dark?
Mm.
I think it's a kind of natural impulse to want to eat more food or extra food when it's winter, when days are short. You know, you're not so hungry when it's hot weather, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not speaking for you, William. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, you're always hungry.
Have you ever heard the idea that modern Christmas was basically invented by the Americans?
Really?
And Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Santa Claus in a red...
Oh, yeah.
...suit.
He was green, but because of Coca-Cola, it's changed to red.
That is what happened.
Yeah.
Do you think it matters?
No.
I don't. Do you?
I think what matters?
The idea that a large company has changed some of the look of Christmas.
No, still Christmas.
I kind of feel like we would celebrate this point in the year anyway, whether or not it was a bloke in a red suit that an American drink company has created, or whether we decided that we should worship the Mount Jack deer.
As long as I get presents one way or another and some extra food, I'm happy.
Really?
As long as you get presents and some extra food, presents. You're happy. Right. I'm going to bear that in mind. Cara, what's the thing about Christmas that makes you happiest?
Family.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Not presents or food. Do you see what he's doing? He's pretending to throw up.
Yeah, I know.
I said that.
That's because he's a toad. Toads don't have Christmas. They don't get presents.
They have toad in the hole instead.
Isn't that right, William?
I wouldn't know.
Well, I think we're going to have Christmas, even though it's a bit different this year. I've been at the Christmas special juice.
Vodka and gin and whiskey and beer and wine and champagne and rum.
Stuff.
And I've got a 3 a.m. appointment with a bucket.
And chicken.
Shush.
So I've got one last question about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Cooking Christmas lunch takes quite a long time.
Yippity-doo-dah.
But if you had to choose between having a really nice Christmas lunch or... I don't cook a really nice Christmas lunch. We have beans on toast. But we get more time to do other Christmassy things. Which would you pick?
I don't know.
Do you want to think about it for a second?
Yeah, because beans on toast isn't a Christmas lunch. And I would really love it if you didn't spend at least 5 hours doing it. Because I'd just rather spend time with you.
It's not 5 hours.
Well, a long time.
A long time.
But I do also love your Christmas dinner.
Okay.
I don't know.
Lunch.
No hesitation there. Are you going to help me cook it?
Does you want me to?
So it's me in the kitchen on Christmas Day. Happy Christmas to me. Say happy Christmas, William.
Happy Christmas.
Say happy Christmas, Clara.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
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 Happy Christmas.
That's it for this time. Thank you for playing this episode of the No Screens podcast. We'll be putting down our devices, talking and listening again soon. I hope you will too. Bye for now.